Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Poodle, I'm going to need you to close your eyes so we can start.
I don't like this.
Close your eyes. All right. And just imagine. Imagine that you were in a relationship, okay?
Yeah.
And they live in another country.
Already better.
And their friend, you didn't realize their friend was catfishing you. And they said, hey, what are you doing? Send me a picture. And you sent them a picture of you in a towel, naked. How do you get out of that? Go. When your partner confronts you.
First of all, I believe that I thought she told me she was a modeling scout.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I actually started explaining reasons for him to do it. Because to me, this was a dumb, bonehead move.
That's good. I'm impressed.
I also said, oops, I didn't mean to do that.
Wrong picture?
Yeah. I'm a model. This is what I do. The thing about this, we're going to get to this with her.
Wow.
I feel like that friend went super flirty, and I could see her even asking for like a shirtless pic.
Oh, yeah.
Now, should he have done it? No.
No.
Yeah, but... Yo, this is toe!
This is toe!
This is toe! This is T to the O to the W, toe! Episode
4.
Season
4, episode 9.
A beautiful thing is never perfect.
Bring.
There you go. All right. Hey, we've kind of
talked.
Y'all, we're on YouTube podcast now. Thank you to shout out to Acast, helped a lot, and also, but really, our producer Christina. Y'all, we had to upload like 700 episodes to
Christina.
YouTube.
Christina needs a spa weekend.
She sure does.
We need to give her that.
Yeah, a spa weekend and a dicking down.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Or both.
Mm-hmm. She could go to Century Spa where I've had friends who've gotten that in a steam room. But so that means, and Christina also, all of our clearly not all of our Reality Gates Plus content is not on there. However, all of our free feed shows are on YouTube podcasts on YouTube. You can go to our YouTube page, and they're separated by playlists too. So you want to listen to Toe, you want to listen to...
What else could you ask for?
Don't know why you want to listen to Hey, but whatever you want to do. Well, we're fun.
I will say some Hey The minutia of Hey and some of the weird things that happened
make our
on
best
Happily
episodes.
Ever After sometimes made our best episodes.
This is true. That's where we that a lot of gay DD on that episode.
Yeah,
a lot of tangents.
We started making up. That's where the Broadway Corner came from
because had to talk about something.
I was so fucking sick of talking about Happily Ever After.
It's true. So yeah. That's all. So anyway, just shout out to her, and you can now listen to our podcast on YouTube. So
what else could you want? Other big news.
Huge news.
Extreme Sisters. If you were one of these cutting the cord people and you're like, how do I watch Extreme Sisters now? I don't have TLC. And they, for some reason, weren't putting it on Discovery Plus. Guess what? As soon as the last episode went up, they put the whole thing up.
They put the whole thing up. So now you can watch Extreme Sisters.
So now if you were saying, I don't want to listen to, I don't watch Extreme Sisters. I couldn't watch it, so I don't listen to those episodes of Patreon. Go back. If you want to watch Extreme Sisters, binge it and listen to us or don't. I don't care.
There you go.
But if you're wondering how you can watch those episodes, they are now all on D+.
I mean,
Dick Plus.
You don't want to watch a sister sucker sister's toe.
Why did you bring that up? I'd almost gotten out of it. Not exactly sucking the toes.
No, it's to bite her hangnail off of her toe. If you're watching the Intimate Portrait, Poodle just lost all the color in his face. You're sitting right here, and Poodle's about to vomit on you.
Gunk, gunk. So there's that.
Love in Paradise is coming.
Seeking Brother Husband, our cringe tier, $8 tier on RG Plus, is that first episode is up when we're introduced to Moonstone the Schnauzer.
Oh!
Or, sorry, Moonstone... Dog, as the Chiron puts it.
That oh, the cute little schnauzer.
I think that dog is entitled as fuck, and it's rotten.
Oh, Lord. You say that about all dogs.
Well, a lot of them are.
Because you're used to Muffin.
Maybe.
It's because Muffin's your enemy.
Muffin's not my enemy. Muffin just knows the place that she's at in my parents' life.
I mean, Muffin thinks of you as her enemy. Muffin
no,
thinks of you as her
enemy. No, I am Muffin's enemy.
Because you show up and she goes, mommy loves this one a lot. I can tell. We got to get him out of here.
Muffin will distract my mother when she's on the phone with me. She can hear my voice. And it bothers her.
You should talk to my animal psychic. Maybe she can talk to
Muffin. I don't want to connect with Muffin. Jesus. I already connect when she tries to bite me.
You should have your mom. You could buy your mom a session. Your mom would love it.
Oh, she was cold.
Is she into all
that? I think I know who Muffin is. You know what, though? She actually might. She would almost be into that.
Probably, though, after she passed away.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely going to need that.
Is your mom? Would your mom immediately get a dog after Muffin died, or would she wait a while?
I don't think she could get another dog.
Really?
Muffin is it for her.
My mom was...
For all the other dogs that we've ever had, Muffin is the one.
I had to get my mother another dog because her last dog, Katie, was the one. And she was so distraught. And I know my mother, she wouldn't pull through it. And I finally just said, you got to get a dog.
Oh.
Well, I can't afford it. And I was like, I will buy you the dog. Get the dog.
This is me personally. I can't buy anyone in my life an animal because...
No, my mother picked the dog out.
You know, but I'm just saying, I just could not do that to someone. Even if I thought they wanted it, I think it has to come from that person.
It's too much pressure. I didn't like twist her arm and say, you have to do this.
Yeah.
She started looking. She's like, oh, I want this dog, but I don't know if we... And I was like, just get it.
Now, however, if she said, I want a dog, but I'm not sure, I would help it and then probably buy it. But I'm not going to... If someone's dog dies, I'm not going to buy them a dog without telling them.
We'll see in about 5 years when your mother's calling you every single day wanting to talk about Muffin and bemoan the fact that she doesn't have a... That might change real quick. You'll be like, I got to fly to South Carolina and get a puppy for my mother.
One just shows up in a cardboard box.
This has got to end.
Yeah. You know what? Now that you put it that way... I just ship a puppy via just no, I can't say that because dog people will come at
no,
me.
No, you can't ship
I can't even talk about puppies in
that.
A fun way.
Jackie's gonna be upset.
The dog
that we
people
about.
Will come for me.
Don't post about dogs in our Facebook group because Jackie won't allow it, y'all, because it makes everybody go crazy. So don't even try in the
people,
Facebook group.
Dog people, I can't.
I get it. I'm a dog person, or was. I am. So y'all, I mentioned a little bit. Love in Paradise is coming. And I guess because of that, they're making way that Darcy and Stacey tonight, airing on Monday night, is going to be back-to-back episodes, a 9 o'clock and then a 10 o'clock episode. They're both two new episodes. So set your DVRs or however you watch. And then next week will be a two-hour wedding episode. Wedding.
Set your VCR.
Wedding nails.
Wedding nails.
So set your TiVo, VCR, your satellite dish. Whatever you use, get VCR. It ready. Your whatever. Antenna.
Y'all, this Sunday, next Sunday, I should say. No, wait. Never mind. We've already done our YouTube Live.
Wait, we talked about it last episode.
Never mind.
Oh, yeah. That the YouTube Live we talked about on our last episode.
That already happened. One of our father will come home with us.
Yes.
So, never mind. Our interview with Haley from Below Deck is still up, y'all. Our charity is the Drag Defense Fund. It's partnering with the ACLU.
Yes.
And that big telethon, you can donate on our Facebook page or on our link tree. You can also...
We are going to do a watch-along with
yes.
that, too, on May 7th. I don't think you're going to do it.
No, I am. Now I'm going to be here.
Oh, okay. Oh, because when it was in April.
Yeah.
But we're going to do a watch-along of that to support them and do a moment with them. We'll join as well.
A digital worldwide moment.
Yes.
I think that's it. Also, Love is Blind, episodes 6 through 8 are up. Y'all, I can't say enough about Zach and how I have developed feelings for him. I never thought I would, but he has now become a nearer and dearer person to me. Although his recent Instagram pictures aren't good.
The beard.
With the beard and the hair, yeah.
I don't like
He's just this kind of lovable person who makes eye contact a little too long. Is it the eye contact?
But are you okay? Because you know he does that when he makes love to you. He looks at you the entire time, like in your soul. Are you into that?
I'm going to tell you this.
Oh, no. I don't think I want to know that.
Sometimes when they're a little off kilter like Zach, they don't fuck good, but you show them a couple of new things, and the response that you're going to get is worth all the money. Let me just tell you that. I'm wearing my shawl, y'all. It's shawl weather here in Los Angeles again.
Yes.
I'm a bit cold.
Welcome to our intimate portrait. If you're sitting right here,
I just hit you with my shawl.
You poodle just hit you with your shawl.
Slap.
You're sitting right here and you just went, oh.
That is one of the best things about a shawl. You can hit people in the face with it.
You can. I don't know if that's the best. I don't know if that's the best, but it's something. No more espressos
like
for you.
Nespresso, it's different.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Any more announcements? Let's jump in.
I think that's
it. Jump in.
Oh, my love. So Gabe just came out to
as
Isabel's
trans
family.
To
yes.
his family.
Mom's just looking at her cup.
I love her little glasses chain.
Yeah. They feel like her parents feel. Her dad looks like her dad. Her mom looks like her grandma.
It is true.
Yeah.
I think if you accessorized mom a little bit, you could young her up a little bit. But you're right. Mom definitely has abuela energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I also thought we'd find out later in this episode that mom is a seamstress. And I thought she could just join the family business of the underwear making Packer. Packer in the underwear.
That's what I thought. She's the same. Why not?
Family business.
You could sew underwear.
Love it.
I love it.
They don't.
I love that.
They don't need anybody. She could do them all. They have their own little sweatshop.
Yeah.
They're like, get back on that sewing machine, Mom.
No. Yes. So he tells them, and he looks at them, and he says, just say something. Say something. And finally, Gabe says, well, what would you like to know?
Yeah.
Dad says,
I'm speechless. Yeah. Yeah. I'm speechless. And then, but parents, they basically, Mom says, yes, I understand, yes and no, but we know very little about it. Because honestly, how could they?
Yeah.
You know, and they say, I do admire people who are honest. And Gabriel says, our relationship is growing, and I've had bad experiences when people took back the love that they had given to me. And I was like, oh,
that's hard.
But Mom says, for me, it's what's on the inside that matters. And
she said, I appreciate you that you're honest, even though it does make me anxious.
And then the father's like, Isabel, what did you think? And she said, I accepted him. And then
she said, I don't see it as a problem too.
Dad says, this will not change my opinion of you. And God taught me that I cannot judge anyone. He alone can judge. And I got emotional. And that was the moment where I was like, this is lovely.
It was very,
I think this is the best they could have hoped for.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe that all of a sudden I would have been skeptical if the parents said, come here, you trans person. Let me hug you.
We're going to talk about that later. But Isabel does kind of say, like, I wasn't expecting anything. And she said, but I wasn't expecting open arms right away. I feel so supported and loved. How blessed I am to have this family.
Yeah. It's and they really say, let's beautiful. Move forward.
So then later on we get, this is what I was going to say, is Gabe is basically now like saying, but what did they say after the fact? Some of you might think this is fraudacity. I don't think this is fraudacity.
I don't either.
I think, because I bring this up, because I just kind of thought, if people maybe aren't familiar with people that have come out or that are super anxious, that sometimes this does happen where somebody says, like, he didn't say this, but I kind of thought if Gabe was saying, maybe they didn't want to say anything on TV,
on camera. I agree.
And so did they say something? But again, we don't talk about that on 90 Day Fiancé.
I totally believe this. I didn't think it was. He says to Isabel the next morning, you know, I feel good about the conversation we have with your parents, but I was thinking when I was last night, is this real or not? And then I was like, don't get in your head, Gabe. And then, but he made it clearer.
I do think he's a little in his head, though.
He made it clearer where, and it's interesting. He is using, it's unfortunate, but I understand why he's doing it. He is using all his past relationships to compare to this one.
Yeah. And which have been, didn't he say like one family, like that's why she broke up with him, because the family. Yeah.
It seems reasonable, but y'all, none of that's going to help. None of that is going to help you in your current relationship.
And Gabe says, I've never ran into someone who is so religious and so accepting. And I said, well, you're not in America anymore.
That is true.
Not that that's ever been, but.
But
he said, actually, I just want to say, I actually thought, it's very interesting. I said, made that as a joke. That's not true of all religious people in America. Because honestly, I know some very religious people that accepted me and accepted like people in my life, even from Oklahoma. And their thought process is, I am devoted to God, and God is the person that judged people.
Yeah.
And God is love. And if that's how you love, that is God. Who am I to judge that?
It is. It's different. It is a really, really nuanced thing.
It is.
Because I'm like you. I know extremely religious people who don't judge me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people who are somewhat religious who are very judgmental.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if you can – it's not a sliding scale. It doesn't correlate that way. But I think a lot of it has to do – some of it – most of it to me has to do with a culture of judgment – is a religious culture.
That's a good way to phrase it.
And how they would be accepted in being friends with that person. How their culture of acceptability happens with people. How do they define people who can be in their tribe? And if they decide that that's not important, because they would, a lot of times these people who are judgmental are thinking, well, if they see I'm friends with this person, or how are they going to think about me? That's the first.
They're not thinking about the other person's feelings.
Right.
They're thinking about how this makes them look.
Right. So I'm not straight up saying it's a character flaw when that happens, but people, I find that people who are confident in their own religious views and how people, how they feel about their own religious views, and they're not living in a culture of fear, it's a lot easier for those type of people to accept people who are different than them. So, like I say, it is unfair to say that all Christians are narrow-minded to who do not accept LGBT people. And it's very unfair because there are certain denominations who, but it is it. I understand why he's going to have why he's extremely skeptical.
Yeah, especially because he's been in Florida.
Yeah,
in the South, which that word cultural, that's a good word for it.
Yeah,
but they're also, you know, gay passes.
Yeah,
he passes. Gay presents as a
man,
as a cis man. So they're that probably helps them not be worried.
Yep. So then she agrees to talk to her mom about what happened after that night. And then they're at a pottery studio with Sarah and Miguel.
Now the youngest son still doesn't know.
No,
right? He's not gonna care.
Yeah. So. And there, so
where is the place in LA where everybody took their kids?
This is just Colombian Color Me Mine.
Color Me Mine. That's, oh, how many friends did
It's not just LA, sweetie. Color Me Mine is everywhere. It's a chain.
Oh, it's a chain.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How many?
Oh, you provincial thing.
Why would I go to Color Me Mine?
No, I'm saying you'd never seen it elsewhere.
I've never looked for it.
Yeah, Color Me Mine is a chain.
Why? How many friends do you know that are nannies that begrudgingly had to take the kids they walked to watch the fucking Color Me Mine?
It's a thing.
Oh, they hate it.
I had someone wanted to take me on a date to Color Me Mine once.
I actually would enjoy going.
I vetoed that shit real quick.
Well, do they do things like Color Me Mine and wine? Like where you can go and have wine?
I would love that. I'm sure they do, but getting me to create with someone on the first date, and y'all, I'm not artistically, there are a lot of things I'm confident in my ability to do creatively. Visual arts is not one of them.
But maybe like that he could like ghost you. You could like do the thing and he could put his hands
behind
you and put his dick up in your back.
Here's the thing. Here's what would happen. That does seem interesting. Here's the thing.
My favorite movie.
That's weird. I would mess up with something and then have to go destroy one and then mess up on another one and have to go destroy it. And it wouldn't make a good first impression. Let's just say Color Me Mine, not a good option for me.
This is where I wish, I don't want to be, but sometimes I wish we were influencers and somebody would come around and film us doing things, because I would just say, be like, Reality Gaze goes to, or Poodle and Maddie go to Color Me Mine. And it just,
I'd hate that.
I would love that.
I told you when I would do ceramics, when I would do visual, y'all.
I've never done ceramics.
The two things. I took a class. I went for several times. I had things in the
where at camp
at Belvoir.
Oh, really?
Well, you know that. And when I went for 6 weeks and made stuff and took a ceramics class, because visual arts is something I've always wanted to do and I've just never been really adept at it. I'm like, I can do ceramics.
Yeah.
Everything I made broke in the kiln. The girls made these outrageous things and they would never break. Everything I made broke in the kiln or cracked. And then on the last day, some of the girls had stuff they didn't really want anymore because they'd made so many things they didn't want to take home. So I just took some of those, and I said I made them, and I was happy about it.
So that ashtray we used to have at our house, you said that you made, that you put...
I didn't make it. I took it because I needed to say I made it because everything I had broke. That's it. That is a true confession.
Wow. Wow.
The sugar bowl that I made that I spent time and time making cracked wide open in the kiln. And even the ceramics teacher went,
"Is that was that Joy?"
No, it was Heather the lesbian.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So went, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I really didn't think this one was going to crack. We really worked hard on it." She's like, "I think you're trying to thin too much." She's like, "I think you just might have kind of unrealistic expectations for what you think you can do." And I was like, "Shut up!" But yes, on the last day, the
boy, this touched a nerve.
The things that the children didn't want, I took home because an 8-year-old made that ashtray. And I couldn't.
I thought, remember seeing it going, this looks like a child made this.
It didn't break, though. Better than anything else I did. I did have unrealistic expectations. The things that I had the things that I was making were extremely abstract. And I was making, like, I was more into sculpture and making things that were useful, but also making things that were kind of abstract. Again, riveting. But they all broke. And she just said, the teacher's like, "I think you just maybe your unrealistic expectations of where you are now." And I was like, "How dare you? I took 6 weeks of classes."
It all comes out.
I could not tell you. And by the last day, when my favorite things broke in the kiln, I went, "I'm taking this that Zoe made. I'm scratching her fucking name off of it. It's going in my house."
Wow.
Showed them.
That's a mother poodle move right there.
Just remember, y'all, you can say you made something if you need to.
This brought up a trauma I did not know about.
This was a trauma. So, long story short, I will not be going to Color Me Mine. We wound up going to a bar and I fucked him in his car. It was a better night.
That's your visual art.
That's my true art.
Wow.
Where's Gabe? What's Gabe Isabel?
Wow.
So y'all, I ruined this sweet moment. So y'all, he says, "I'm going to ask your mom to marry me, and I want to tell you that I'll always be here for you. And what do you think? And I'm going to propose with this plate." And I've got to say, this is, you know, I critique like extravagant proposals all the time. This is so intimate, and this
it's
is
really
so
sweet.
This is a proposal I could get behind.
And the fact that he's including the children.
He's including the kids. This is one of my favorite proposal ways we have seen on 90 Day Fiancé.
They don't have problems. I think the only problem in this relationship could be Gabe's own lack of confidence
and being in his head.
Sabotage,
yep.
Which I want to say, not that as a critique, that's more as, how could you not be that way growing up trans right now? Like, that's why I think it's always important, you know, hopefully. My biggest worry about Gabe in Colombia, Miley's.
They have a child now.
They do. My biggest.
That baby was born of hate.
Who else is having a baby or pregnant? The one who had sex and it wasn't good. She was married to the Mormon guy. Are you tall?
You're combining two stories.
Not
Benjamin and Akini.
Yeah, Benjamin and Akini. I think she's pregnant. I think
wow.
I saw that.
It was fine.
There was like, yeah.
That's a sweaty girl cheese, baby.
Yeah. There shows a video though, like he's cooking and she's like slapping his ass.
Maybe they're good.
I think they're good.
That was an awkward season.
Awkward season. Oh God.
The bride price season.
The bride. Oh, and he's like sweating. Oh, that was so good. I forgot about that. That was the other way, wasn't it?
That was, I think that was our
no,
first.
No, that was 90 Day.
I don't remember.
I don't know. But
they all blend together.
What was that Finishers. Talking about?
You were saying, you waylaid yourself.
I did.
I didn't do anything
I
here.
I did.
Something about trans people.
Love them.
I'm going to move
what
over.
What was I going to say? Oh.
Love them.
I worry about Gabe not having support in Colombia. Because he was an activist, like he was in a gay area of Florida. He needs, hopefully virtually he's getting, but he's going to need that.
Yeah.
Constant support for a long time.
Yeah, she's got her queens, but I don't know if that's going to be enough for him.
No, he needs other trans people, I think, that he can talk to.
Yep. I get that. So, y'all...
I'm still thinking about that kiln.
Can't you see me, though, seeing it break and me making the decision? The kids didn't want them. They'd already chosen everything, and me just grabbing something.
You just kind of looking around.
And just going, fine, fuck it. I'm going to take this and tell everyone I made it.
Poor Zoe. She's probably still wishing her she could find her ashtray.
They already had, they had like 50 things they had made. For them, it was all volume, not quality. For me, I wanted one good thing to take. I wanted one good piece. I would have been happy with that. They made like, some of them took home like 50 things. And then they decided they didn't even want things. And I took something they didn't even want, and that meant the world to me.
Do you still have it?
I think it broke.
Okay.
I think it broke in a move.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway,
I think we're at Isabel talking to her mom.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Mom is sewing, and she's like, "Did Dad say anything?" She's like, "Well, if your father was surprised, he wants to talk to Gabe more,"
which is understandable.
Yeah, we want to make sure you have stability. And basically, she said, "What would you think if we got married?" And she's like, "Let's not think about that right now." And I think the parents' reaction here is completely understandable.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you just told them that was something that was so out of their comfort zone.
Very much
and,
so.
But I understand why Gabe wanted Isabel to talk to her as well. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what the next episode is going to be. We see him talking to her father next.
He wants to get married.
Yeah, I think that might be difficult for them.
This is a lot. This is a lot very soon. Y'all, we're going to take a break. Poodle's going to process some things, and we're going to be back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but... that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself,
never be ashamed.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed, have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Wow.
Okay.
We just had to talk about positions on the couch.
Yeah, well, how Jake want to sit. I got a little homesick.
Okay.
Watching Jen
kill spray a
moth,
hornet's nest or
a hornet or yellow or yellow jacket or whatever. They weren't dirt daubers because they're in the dirt daubers are in the dirt, right?
No, dirt daubers make nests with dirt.
With dirt. But who are the ones?
It's red dirt usually.
Isn't there some, those are more northern because of the clay. Isn't there some bugs that do have nests in the ground that are like wasps?
Yellow jackets.
Yellow jacket. So this is more. But
this is a wasp or hornets.
We get them. I forgot how bad they were. I had to go around and spray them all the time in the summer at my dad's. We get them so bad.
We weren't allowed to. My mother didn't like us to spray. And if we did spray, we couldn't spray a ton like she did. You spray one blob and then let them like fly out of it because they won't fly back to it. She did. It was overkill.
Why would she spray a ton and you could only spray one squirt?
No, I'm saying we could only do that. That was overkill.
What she did. Yeah. Yeah, it was a little much.
Yeah. We were moderated with how much we could spray wasps.
My mom didn't care. She was like, kill the... Because my mother, one time, she went to... We had like, the hose that was coiled mm-hmm. on the side of the house and the little thing. And the way it works is it was the first like time in spring... Or summer, and my mom went to turn on the faucet.
Ooh!
But the hose guard was over it because it was over, and she didn't realize that they had built a nest in there. And she pulled out, and there was just a thing of wasp bees all over her hand, just stinging her hand, and her hand swelled up. So anytime we saw them, once sundown came, because you it's at dusk when you always do it, she sprayed the fuck out of those things.
My mother just said the spray was very expensive and water just was fine.
Jaybird, you know how much you just spent? Anyway, it's pretty where she is. That's a pretty part. It's pretty with the trees and everything where Jen is.
Relative. It's relative, I guess.
I thought it was pretty with the trees.
So 3 months in Oklahoma. We're 3 months later.
Yeah.
For this storyline.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting. This storyline doesn't matter for the days.
I don't feel like any of them do.
They don't.
Oh, well, hers, they don't because it's yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Which it's the other way. So nothing really. Who is it? Chris and Jamie had a time. And then Gabe has to be. He only has a visa for so long.
Yeah.
But I guess now that I think about
Nicole
it.
Nicole has moved there.
Nicole's moved there. Who else? There's Jen, Rishi.
No, Chris has moved there too, so they don't have a time limit.
But what? But I thought that's why they want to get married so soon, though. I thought that no, is, though.
No, it's just them being crazy.
Oh.
Because the venue, specifically the venue, they were trying to get it.
Oh.
So, y'all, she's just chatting with her friends, Randy and Maya. And so they reinstated her 10-year visa. She's going back to India for a few weeks.
And I guess this time she doesn't have to go back. Yeah. It's 10 years.
And y'all, these two women beat their face for these Zooms.
They did. Randy got a new hair color.
She did.
I
was like, did they recast Randy?
Yeah, I did too. And then they showed the flashback. They came in guns blazing. So Randy's like, you need to go see him again? Why? Why? She's like, because I'm going to marry him. And Jen said, well, she said he's been talking more and more how he wants to tell his mom. So it's been 3 months. And he still hasn't told anything to his parents.
Yeah.
What did he say when she left? He said he was going to do it.
Yeah.
It's been 3 months.
At the same time, I don't think these friends are helpful for Jen in this moment.
They're terrible friends.
Yeah, I think I understand their point, but these are the people who wanted to catfish him, which I think is the worst possible thing because as soon as Rishi finds out about the picture, that he's going to say, wait, you had your friends catfish me?
I'd do that for you if you asked me to.
But that already implies a lack of trust. I'm saying if I was Rishi.
I mean, yeah, it says I would think, well, he's crazy for wanting to do this, but okay, I'll do it. I'm his friend. I'll catfish his boyfriend.
No, you're saying, I'm thinking about Rishi. When she says to Rishi,
oh,
I got my friends to message you.
Oh, I'd break up with somebody immediately.
Yeah. And then the weirdest thing is, she's like, yeah, he blocked me because he must have saw I was friends with you. I didn't buy that.
Why? I didn't buy that either. So, I mean, maybe he looked to see who she followed.
Right.
I don't trust Randy.
I don't either. That being said, sending a shirtless picture, not just a shirtless picture, later on as Tara with two R's said, in a towel without pants. I think, I don't know if I would not do that to someone who I wasn't flirting with.
I would say, if they say, send me a picture, and I would say, they're all on my Instagram.
Yep.
That is what I would say.
Yep. I totally agree. I think
unless he thought it was a model scout.
That's what I would have said. I said, she mentioned something about being on a model scout. She did say she was a model. So that's what I'm saying.
Did he look at her? Not that she's not pretty, but he probably looked at her Instagram.
Right. But I'm saying, could it have been that it was networking? Again, I'm trying to think. This guy seems to be so smooth in what he does and keeping her on the hook. It seems like a stumble.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't a good move. Because he seems really smooth.
It was not. Well, this was not a great episode for Rishi.
No.
I just want to say,
I don't think they're together. I just have a feeling. I don't think this is going to work.
Well, because Jen says, Randy's like, well, he hit on me before. And I agree with Jen where she said, yeah, I don't really think the messages you showed me, he was really hitting on you. Well, we didn't think so at the time.
What Randy said is, I told him I was going to be in Jaipur. I was a model. And then he sent me this picture, and he must have realized we were friends, and he blocked me.
I didn't tell you. He did this before you left. I tried to give you advice, but you won't take it. Randy is miserable. Miserable.
I just don't think either of these friends, you might say they're trying to help her out, but they're doing it in a way that isn't kind to Jen.
Very shameful.
Yeah.
I hope they're on the tell-all.
Oh, of course they are.
They're going to be on the tell-all.
They're gunning for this.
Oh, yeah.
Both Gabe's sister and Randy and Maya are definitely on the tell-all.
Yeah.
Probably, I'm going to also say, Rishi's friend who we met in this episode is probably going to be there, too.
Maybe we'll have Deer.
Oh, Deer!
He probably won't be on.
Deer probably wants to be an influencer, though.
Maybe.
Definitely Chris's kids.
They could, yeah. I was sad that Sarah couldn't come.
Yeah.
To the wedding.
Sarah. Star.
Star. I knew it was an S name. Never forget who you are, little star.
Madonna song.
It is.
I think that's about her daughter.
Lourdes, who's like 25 now and a model.
Moving on. Ouch.
It's not good when all their kids now are older. Who was it? I saw on Instagram the other day. I was like, well, he's a cute little thing. And it was somebody's kid. And I was like, bleh.
So Jen basically says, it's very suspicious, but I can't end the relationship that easily. I need to go to India. I'm like, I don't think I would take another flight to India. I think I would just zoom in. It's a long flight.
I want you to think about this.
Yeah.
If you had been dating someone, you had invested years in them.
Yeah.
And you found out that they were cheating on you.
This is more you than me, though.
I would.
You have that streak in you that needs to. To me, I could do it by Zoom and not have to go over there.
Oh, I got to get that long rope so they can hang themselves.
Yeah, I just, that's not me.
No. Oh, my ass would be on the next flight to India being like, hey, honey, how are you?
I don't think she's doing it for that reason, though. I think she is desperately searching herself for any explanation because she's still so in love with this
guy. She is so in love with him.
It's almost like her brain is firing. Like later when she's going on to the airport, her brain is firing on. In fact, let's just talk about that and we'll get back to Rishi. So she's going to the airport to India today. That's why I'm just skipping the Rishi.
No, that's fine.
And this poor family, the mom and the brother and the sister-in-law, they're just, they have to wish her goodbye every time. I'm sure it'll
bye
be great.
Again. See you again. Donna, she's like, she goes, oh, I'm going to put makeup on again. That camera crew's coming.
And so they are, she's like, I'm going to talk to him about the shirtless pic.
Jen did say when she saw the shirtless pic from Randy, she said, I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So Tara's going to drive her and she's going to tell her about the picture as well.
Tara's real. I like Tara. She's sex positive. They get in that car immediately. She's like,
still doing the abstinence thing?
Still doing abstinence? Or are you going to dick him down when you're there?
I think Tara's the best friend she could have.
Oh, for sure.
Because she has her needs at heart. And then she's like, she shows Tara the picture. She's like, what? Naked with a towel. She's like, he doesn't even have red pants on. That's a red flag.
She said, I wouldn't go over there for that.
And then Tara said, well, remember, you have to love yourself first and foremost. Be with, love yourself and everything falls into place. And Jen just went, I don't understand.
Because Tara watches RuPaul's Drag Race. I know. Tara knows.
Y'all, the sad thing is Jen would not be in this position if she loved herself enough. Sadly, that's where we are.
Yeah.
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 She would not have allowed what to happen.
She wouldn't.
Yeah. So y'all, and now we're crying at the Northwest Arkansas airport.
She's really crying.
Just like normal.
But like worse than before.
Yeah.
And she even said, I'm more nervous now and I think that like she went over there the first time to see. I think she went over there to like see A, if it would work out, but almost see if the feelings are real.
Yeah.
Well, now the feelings are real. And so now she's invested. So you say they're not together.
I don't think they're together anymore.
I could see her. Although she is really good when she comes here about nicely and kindly, not in a terrible way, holding him to the fire of telling his parents.
What's weird is, to me, this is the most compelling storyline of this season for me. I know yours is Nicole and Mahmoud. It's this one for me. I can't get enough of it.
No, I don't know if mine's the most. I don't know if Nicole and Mahmoud are the most compelling. I just love watching it.
Oh.
I don't know. I have to think about what. I think a lot of them are really good. There's just, it's compelling to me seeing, even though they don't have problems, seeing Gabe and Isabel.
No, I totally. I think the stakes for that, though, is compelling. The stakes for that aren't as high as this. Because I think, we said this before, I don't think Gabe and Isabel have problems.
Mm-hmm.
Rishi and Jen have a lot of problems.
Yeah. I don't know. And Jamie and Chris, I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite yet. I like them. It's such a good season.
I didn't say favorite. I said the most compelling for me. Where I would watch, where I'm waiting, I'm kind of watching them going.
Like, what's going to happen next? And then we get this bomb. So she's. Leaves Northwest Arkansas again. I saw it when they drove up.
I will say some sissies have come at us saying that Bentonville, where that airport, because it's Walmart is headquartered there, is really nice. I still say the title Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport.
I don't know why they don't call desolate. It Walton International.
Yeah, or Bentonville. Yeah.
Name it after Sam Walton.
But sissies seem to love it there. Great. I've never been. Don't plan on it.
University of Arkansas has an amazing cancer unit, one of the best multiple myeloma units in the country, what my dad had, because Sam Walton died from multiple myeloma. There you go.
If you will work your father's cancer into every episode.
If you or your loved one have multiple myeloma and looking for a hospital,
they're not paying for us.
You talked about Nespresso for 30 minutes.
I talked about it in terms of me, and I did not recommend it to... I did say recommend it. Never mind. But I'm not going to pimp an airport. especially one I've never been to.
Well, the pip at the airport, the pip at the hospital. All right.
Yo, Rishi is dancing with his friend Kushi, and they are... And at one point, y'all, this is a real bitch.
Kushi hates Rishi.
You think? I think they're friends.
Oh, but she kind of hates him because she knows he's an arrogant fuckboy.
I think she doesn't like his type.
Yeah.
But she asks about Jen and says, well, we're going to get married. And she said, I don't believe you.
And he's like,
just
what?
Reads it.
And she was like, you haven't said anything to your parents? Have you done anything? Like, they
if that
know?
Was me, I'd be really upset about my boyfriend. And then she said, what if Jen doesn't believe you, that you love her? And she said, do you love her? And it's yes. He's like,
do I love you?
Yes, I love you.
You.
And then she was in her confessional. She's like, no one believes Rishi because he loves a girl from far away. And then she said...
She said, you ever cheated on her? And he said, no.
And she went, you go out with us, and all of a sudden, we can never find you. That's a poodle move.
That's a poodle move.
I'm in the same club. I'm just...
What are you doing?
Talking to people.
Are you talking?
Maybe. I came with boring people, evidently. That is a move of mine.
This is not... And she said... She says in her talking head, she said, I don't believe that he has not cheated on her. I wouldn't believe it.
And she says, I have a lot of sympathy for Jen. So you
think
so
Oklahoma girl's in trouble, y'all.
You now don't believe that he hasn't cheated. So you think he has cheated on her.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I
don't know either.
But all signs are pointing to yes. I think more and more. I don't know, though. It's not. You also wonder the cynic in me from watching these shows so much. I'm like, well, did the producers have her be that person? Because they want us to think that.
Yeah,
he,
I think that if he had been and we had footage of it, which we would have by now, I think the producers would have been laying Easter eggs through it.
Possibly. I mean, maybe. I mean, yeah, I don't know. He probably did.
Wow.
I don't trust anyone anymore.
So, y'all, it's wedding day for Chris and Jamie. I never thought this. And it's the ninth day she's been there.
I got emotional.
Lesbians move fast.
They do. Unlike us.
No.
I'm just so glad she didn't have neck pain or anything. She could get married.
It's true.
It's their wedding day.
The gays are there to do their makeup.
They meet Juanita, the wedding planner. I love that name, Juanita. If I was a woman, I think I'd...
Juanita?
If my name was Juanita, I would walk into a room like Juanita.
Weirdly, that is a very common name for kind of like middle-aged to older women in where I'm from.
Yes, like country white women.
Yes.
They're not, don't have a...
I totally agree.
I know so many Juanitas.
Juanita.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The woman that used to like help do the handyman and clean our apartment complex, white woman, Juanita, 50 years old, or 60 now, lives in Bakersfield.
It is. It does feel like little Juan.
And it's Juanita's... It's a tough woman. If you're in your 60s and you're a white woman named Juanita, you get shit done.
You're tough. So Chris said, well, I didn't get to meet the friends before, but I met them last night. We had a good party. And she's like, now they're a lot more relaxed about me, Mary, and Jamie. Question. Let's talk about the dresses.
Okay.
I was strangely impressed by the way Chris looked in her mom's dress.
I loved Chris' dress.
It looked vintage. It actually fit her. It looked like something she would wear.
I actually even liked the flowers.
Yeah.
I liked the whole energy of it.
Jamie's dress didn't fit her.
It didn't fit her, and also it was so white.
Yes.
It was like she should have picked a warm white. It was actually a cool white, and Chris had that creamy, it was yellow.
Yeah, and it looked bad on camera.
It did not look great.
Yeah.
I didn't love that dress.
All the middle did not fit her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
makeup and their hair looked really good.
I agree.
The gays did well, y'all. Because again, what we've learned on 90 Day Fiancé, gays always want to do your hair and makeup, but you can always find one anywhere in the world.
I don't, but I'm an Enneagram 4.
You want to critique it. No, you just don't
That's
know.
Right. How, no, you I don't know how to do it. I want to tell you everything is wrong with this.
And you want to tell them how to fix it, but
I don't want to do it.
You know, I think probably you're a better sculptor than you are a makeup artist.
You're going to pay for that. You'll pay. You'll pay. God.
You do good on your own self because you've done what you've learned. Good, but could you do makeup on your mother?
Are you kidding me?
What would your mother say? Because my mom loves it when I do her eyes. What would your mother say
My mother and I don't have that relationship.
But if you said, Mom, I want to do your makeup.
Why would you want to do that, Jay Bird?
Does your mom even wear makeup hardly?
Yeah. She will. Always wears eye makeup.
She doesn't wear eye makeup.
Yeah. Doesn't wear a ton of other... She wears eye makeup, lipstick. She doesn't wear a ton of other makeup.
Your mom's got great skin.
Yeah, she does. So Chris's kids could not
God, I love mothers.
Because Star had an exam that was...
Star had an exam.
Yeah, and...
Can't come.
And her mom was there on the computer or on the iPad.
I thought the venue they picked for this wedding...
It was lovely. It this was really a lovely
pretty,
wedding.
It was really... It made me teary when they read their vows.
I totally agree.
I was moved. It made me think of, this is the wedding you can have, so this is the wedding you had, and
that's
you did
what they
it
had.
Well. I didn't even mind that the dress didn't fit her that well. Her hair looked great.
Yeah.
Her makeup looked great. I loved that it was in Spanish, and Chris said, I don't need to know every word
they're
saying.
Because the feelings are there.
The feelings. And I went, oh, my God.
I was moved by this too.
I'm rooting for them now, and I love them. Are you happy?
You're right. It's not that the dress didn't fit. I just think it was a misstep of a choice. But the vows were lovely. Jamie said, I'm going to speak in Spanish because I really want to make sure I know, I say exactly what I feel. And then Chris says, I never knew what it was like to be truly whole. And I cried. And then I wrote, could this work? We were really DOA on this.
I feel like it's going to work.
Because next week, y'all, they're buying a food truck.
I love this story.
Me
if they're buying a food truck, I'm like, they're leaning into full-on lesbians in Colombia. Let's do this shit. And I am here for it.
So
we get a food spinoff show with Jamie and Chris, and Jamie's stressed, and Chris's necks act up, and then we find out that Chris, like, tries to use one of her big tomahawk knives to cut an onion, and she cuts her finger, and then Jamie's got, like, I'm here for this
show. I'm in for that. We did have a sissy who has had the same kind of issue, some of the same issues that Chris has had with her surgery, saying, Chris needs to be wearing a hard neck brace, not a soft one.
Oh, wow.
She is the neck specialist, sissy, who comes at us on all of Chris's neck issues. And they basically said, because you said, I think that wouldn't be very good and it would be hot. And she said, soft neck braces aren't very helpful for what Chris has, and it is hot. And she said she doesn't need a halo. She needs a surgery that's very specific that they could probably do in Colombia.
Oh, see, because we had another sissy who had it, said she didn't think so. So that's
Maybe she was talking about the surgery.
No, that's great, though.
Yeah. I think that's the show. I'm happy for them. I did not think I would be.
I loved it. I loved it. Well, do I have any? What else do I have to say?
No,
was great. That made me emotional.
Nothing.
Somebody's coming over later.
No, I'm just tired of talking to you.
Same. I get that. Y'all, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. You can go to our Instagram, our socials. You know all of that shit. Find us there. You know, I don't know. We didn't have any theaters this episode, but there wasn't a Debbie and Osama.
Next week, she was missed.
Next week, it looks like Osama is reading a poem.
I already have an advanced copy.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So here we go, y'all. All right. We'll see you
next. It involves her love cave.
I have a feeling even though Usama wrote the poem, I or Usama won't be reading it. Debbie will.
That's correct.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
And he's on his knees.
No. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you have ever said that you're a model and you're going to Jaipur just to get a shirtless pic, call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.